I sit in meditation watching the sun rise in Dontai, outside of Dontai in China. It's a 4-hour drive to Shanghai to be here in this mountain retreat. It's cold, minus degree temperatures at night. I feel so fortunate to be in this position, having been the one who has met with so many beautiful people for so long. All around our world, having worked in 33 countries, having shared deep meditations with people who are good meditators, who have chosen a very refined path in life, motivated just to be the best versions of human beings they can be, understanding that in order to do this, they must express, become one with their own divine nature. I think about the wisdom of all the monks that have gathered here, the powerful work they are doing. They have a huge temple in China where millions have come to receive deep chants of healing, and therefore so many miraculous stories have come back of people who have had just that. Powerful healing by being in the field of their sacred sound. As a representative of the West, it is so nice to come with the training in the higher light science to be able to share about universal law and how these are governing our world and how easy life is when we apply these laws. The law of one, that says we are all connected and all influencing each other and the whole from our energy emanations. The law of resonance that says like attracts like. So what we focus on will grow. And of course the law of love, this one reality that says there is a frequency we can all access that is always with us, within us, around us. And when that pure love frequency flows, it has the power to transform everything that is open to its flow back to its original state of perfection. The Buddhist tradition is so well known here, just as so many in the West are tuned to and understand the power of the way of love, the pure teachings that Jesus brought through that have been changed for various reasons down the lines of time, influenced by those who were reliant more on the written word rather than the deep, pure experience of their own Christed nature. It is so beautiful to know that we can all sit in meditation and tune to the field of the purest love, open to this field of pure love, and in the silent stillness, pulsating with this love, meet with the most miraculous flows of consciousness that are always with us, whether they take physical form or not. To be able to sit in meditation and open to the purest flows of Buddha, Buddhic wisdom, to be able to sit in meditation and with great love, open to the way of love, to the Christed flows of great intelligence and insight. All around the world, meditators have understood the power of the field of love and the power of silent stillness, how we can sit without expectation and just in that field of love, allow whatever needs to be presented to us to come. There is no limit here in this field of love. It is so pure, infinite, eternal, so wise, so powerful. And it is a wonderful way for each human system to recalibrate itself and to learn, to seek, and to receive answers to whatever questions that we have. Guidance. This field of infinite love is what has called our molecular structure into being, working with the love of the spirit of the world to give us the elements so we can have bodies and take form, so we can have a mind, a left brain, reality of logic to serve us, and so we can have a physical body with its senses to experience this realm and many more dimensions, for we have other senses than the five that are usually known. Of course, we can see, but we can see with outer eyes and inner eyes. Of course, we can hear, but we can hear not just the sounds of this world, but we can hear the sounds of celestial harmonies when we screen out the noise of this world and go deep within to hear the music that is there, so pleasing to our being, so nourishing. Of course, we can taste not just the external world flavors of physical food, but that divine amrita that the pituitary gland is producing for us, especially when we stimulate a little more to let go of this cosmic flavor that the yogis call the fountain of youth. And of course, we can touch and feel. We can feel each other in this world, sense how each other is feeling. We are so naturally intuitive, but we can still ourselves through meditation and silent contemplation and feel other pulses and rhythms as well, as each meditator can attest to. The human system is so magnificent. It is such a perfect design, with so many flows and levels of awareness that we can access just through the mechanism of changing our breath. How we can extend our life by slowing the breath right down, maybe taking 3 breaths a minute instead of 5 or 6 or 7. How we can find the rhythm of peace within us just by taking slower, deeper breaths. How every tool, everything we need is available to us as we explore not just life in this realm, but what exactly is available to us as divine beings in form. And so I go deeper into my meditation as the sun rises in this glorious morning, so cold outside, chilly in my own room. But I am warm, I am happy, I feel so blessed at the wondrous opportunities we have to continue to weave the paradigm of true unity consciousness as we gather together as loving, aware, and peaceful beings who know the pathways, how to come back to our true nature, and from there fulfill the highest dreaming that we have for this world. For Buddha talked of the Pure Land, and it is here. First we access it deep within us. Jesus talked of the kingdom of heaven within, and yes, it is here. And first we access it deep within us. It is the same plane of consciousness, different description, different words. And when we access this deep within us and live anchored in this reality, this plane of awareness, then we see our life through the eyes of our divine nature, and we see another reality that has always been on earth, that the Pure Land is everywhere, that the kingdom of heaven is also present. We just need the eyes to see. We just need to tune to the right channel. And that's the beauty of the higher light science, that we can all do this when we are ready. This is Jasmine Heen, reporting in from China for the Embassy of Peace.